Hey everybody, it's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, ChicagoJazz.com, and welcome to the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience. We had an opportunity to preview the upcoming performance at City Winery this Monday, March 2nd, and we had a chance to talk to Charles Grody, who is the Executive Director and President of Merritt School, along with Alexis Lombre, who is going to be performing there with her trio, along with the featured guest, Marquise Hill. So let's take a listen to the interview I just did with Charles Grody, and then we're going to move on over to Alexis Lombre, and hopefully everybody can get out to City Winery March 2nd. Hey everybody, it's Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, ChicagoJazz.com, and welcome to the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience. It is a pleasure to have Charles Grody on the line. He is the Executive Director and President of Merritt School of Music, and they have a special concert coming up March 2nd. That's this Monday, by the way, for those of you listening today, Saturday, and Sunday. So you got a couple days to get tickets. It's going to happen at City Winery, which is 1200 West Randolph Street. Of course, citywinery.com/Chicago for tickets. And it's a benefit concert featuring the great trumpeter from Chicago, Marquise Hill, and Alexis Lombre's trio. And Charlie, thanks so much for jumping on for a few minutes to talk about this. I think this is really important. And let's talk a little bit about the concert. Merritt School's been around for 40 years now, teaching students throughout the Chicagoland area, right there in the West Loop. But there's a special connection between Marquise Hill and Alexis that kind of makes this whole concert make sense. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Great. Happy to do that. And thanks so much for having me, Mike. Appreciate it. And appreciate the chance to share more about Merritt and also about the Play On concert this Monday. So, as you said, it's a benefit concert, and we'll feature Marquise Hill and Alexis Lombre, both of whom are alums of Merritt School of Music. And this is our second annual Play On concert. And we were thrilled that they were both eager to come back and perform to showcase their talent and all that they learned and all that they continue to bring to the world through music, starting at Merritt. We love to talk about the fact that talent is equally distributed, but opportunity is not. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that whatever opportunity is made available through Merritt and through music to students, you know, Marquise and Alexis really just took that opportunity and made absolutely the most of it and are doing great things through music. We're thrilled to showcase them at 7 o'clock this Monday at Play On at the City Winery.
So let's talk a little bit, too. I think, is there a, for ticket-wise, all of the proceeds, obviously, are going back to Merritt, so that's the fundraiser aspect of it. But there's also, it starts at 7 p.m., is there a VIP or some sort of other package people can investigate? I thought I saw up on the website.
Yes, there's a VIP package. I think all of those may have sold. There's also another package called Mojo, which gets you a prime seat. Also, I think a T-shirt for the event and City Winery. They create bottle labels for each concert that they offer. So this gets you a special Play On labeled bottle. So that's a great thing to check out as well. And the concert does start at 7. As I say, we'll be featuring Marquise and also Alexis. Two other things to know about the concert. Our MC for the evening is Christine Wack, tremendous vocalist and also an alum of Merritt. So she's going to host the evening. And we're going to kick it off on Monday by featuring the Honors Jazz Combo. So we'll be featuring some of our outstanding current students of Merritt, as well as these, you know, noted alumni as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Merritt, too, for those of you that might not be familiar. I mean, Merritt's been around for 40 years. And just looking over the website, I mean, I'm obviously somewhat up to date on all of the offerings Merritt has. But really looking over the website, I didn't realize all of the offerings that Merritt has. I mean, what's the mission behind Merritt, and how does Merritt, how is it different than some of the other schools around the area? Because it certainly looks like with over 3,000 students annually and 125 educators, you guys have summer camps, private lessons, group lessons, a whole host of other activities that happen throughout the community. I mean, it's really a well-rounded and really a very important, vibrant part of Chicago.
Well, well said. And, I couldn't agree more. We, as you say, we've been around for a little over 40 years. Merritt was started at a time when the public schools really needed to pull back their investment in music education. And our co-founders really said music is such a critical way of developing great human beings, the skills, the, you know, perseverance, the self-expression, the teamwork, the responsibility and discipline that you learn through studying an instrument, both as an individual and then as a part of the larger ensemble. That sort of experience is critical to the development of great human beings and great communities. And so Merritt has been about that mission for over 40 years. We're jazz and classically focused. As you say, we have about 3,500 students, and we work with those students, everyone from a couple kids a couple months old through our early childhood programs up through high school. And we do that in probably 25 different community settings across the city of Chicago, and then also here at our Joy Faith Knapp Music Center in the West Loop, where we bring together kids from over 150 zip codes. And so for me, what I think about is music being the great gathering force here at Merritt, so that kids of all backgrounds, really a student body that reflects the diversity of our city, really comes together to aspire to achieve excellence in music and beyond. And I think that's what makes Merritt unique, this real blend of focus on quality and, you know, diversity and inclusion. And there are so many things in our world that today divide us. I think music at Merritt really is the great uniting force. And, you know, I'm sitting here at my desk on a Saturday, and there is music all around me because kids from across the city are here making music with their friends, and their parents are here supporting them too. So it's a very unique and powerful and vibrant place.
Now, the one thing that I love about Merritt too is that you guys actually have scholarships and offer financial support for those that might need it. So it's, you're really being really all inclusive, and you're trying to get as many kids as possible to, you know, doesn't matter on their available resources. Let's talk a little bit about the scholarship program and financial support too.
Yeah, so at the heart of our mission is this idea of removing barriers, you know, and providing access. And we know those barriers can be geographic, right? So often transportation is something that we provide so our students can be a part of the ensembles and the private lessons here and at the community sites. And then also the biggest barrier, right, is financial. And so we have a budget that's dedicated to student support. We spend about $1 million in direct student support each year. Of our $6 million budget, I would say about a third of that budget goes to scholarships, financial aid, transportation, low-cost instrument rental, provision of access to summer camps at Merritt and beyond. So that is really core to, you know, you can't access opportunity if you can't reach it. And so that is a big part of how Merritt has been structured and continues to function.
Well, that's so important too, because I mean, how many times have students wanted to get involved? And like what you said, the Chicago Public Schools cutting out music programs. And, you know, obviously it's one thing to go to a public school and be able to be in the band program, but then if you go somewhere outside of public school, you know, it gets fairly costly fairly quickly. So the fact that you guys at Merritt actually offer something like that from financial support really is incredible. And it really obviously opens it up to so many other kids that might not have those resources to get involved with something outside of the public school. So congratulations to you for that. And, so, obviously, all of the proceeds on Monday, March 2nd, will help to go to some of those financial supports and build up the funds so that more and more students can obviously attend Merritt. So I should tell everybody one more time, they can get tickets at citywinery.com/Chicago. Of course, March 2nd, 7 p.m., City Winery, Play On, a benefit for the Merritt School of Music, featuring Marquise Hill and Alexis Lombre's trio, and a host of others. And it looks like there's a lot of great opportunities for people to get involved. I know there's still tickets available for the general public. Maybe the VIPs might be sold out, but there's still great packages. So visit City Winery, citywinery.com Chicago. And of course, if you want to get more information on Merritt, merrittmusic.org, and check all of that out. And hopefully some people that are listening to this, if they can't make it March 2nd, they can go online and donate as well, I believe. Can't they, Charlie?
Absolutely. We make that very easy, and appreciate the chance to talk more about Merritt and about the concert on Monday. So thanks so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you joining me on a Saturday. And now let's jump over and listen to the interview I did with one of the featured performers for this Monday, March 2nd performance at City Winery, Alexis Lombre. Hey everybody, it's Mike Jeff for Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and I am pleased to be joined by Alexis Lombre. She is going to be performing for the Merritt School of Music benefit concert coming up March 2nd, Monday, 7 p.m. It's called Play On, featuring Marquise Hill and Alexis Lombre's trio. And, of course, all of that information can be found because it's going to be at City Winery, 1200 West Randolph Street, citywinery.com/Chicago. Alexis, thanks so much for jumping on for a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Super excited to be here today.
Definitely. Well, let's do this. Before we get into all of your background, why don't we talk specifically about Merritt School and find out, your connection to Merritt School, because you're coming back in. This is a benefit. And I know that you, Merritt, had quite a big help in helping you develop as a musician.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I first started going to Merritt, and I believe it was 2009. And that is when we had, that was the first summer jazz camp I've ever been to. And that was when I worked with Mr. John McLaughlin. And he definitely changed my view on the music, definitely made me become much more serious. That was definitely a jazz camp that definitely changed my view on the music. Also, I took private lessons there, privately, classically, and with jazz. And I'm also in a tuition-free conservatory program. So I was pretty wrapped up in the Merritt for most of my, my high school career, definitely. So.
You know, just because we just talked to Charlie Grody, and the president of Merritt, and we talked a little bit about the programs and talked about that. But I think it's interesting to get your perspective because you were actually in the programs and you were actually influenced.
Right.
And it's interesting that you brought up John McLaughlin because I had the same experience as a musician myself. I mean, you can go through lessons, you can take classes, you're doing different things, and then you have that one experience that just all of a sudden something switches on and your entire life changes basically when it comes to music. So it sounds like you had that experience at Merritt thanks to John McLaughlin.
I would say that. Yeah, that was definitely the very first jazz camp that I ever went to. And it was not only that jazz camp that was a big experience for me, but it was also my ability to have private lessons, and I was awarded the Challenge Scholarship during my time there at Merritt. And without that scholarship, I wouldn't have been able to, without the scholarship as well as the financial aid, I wouldn't be able to have had access to, studying with great teachers, who was my teacher, which was Steve Million, So, I am really grateful for that. And I do think that, honestly, this fundraiser is super important so the next, whoever is next, can have those opportunities too,
Yeah,
I think it's a right to have that.
The next generation, as they come up, we actually just talked about that a little bit with Charlie, is that it's incredible that they have those scholarships, but, looking throughout the entire Chicagoland area, because I know you came up in Chicago primarily.
Right.
When you came up in Chicago, you also had the Jazz Institute, which was a big influence on your playing, because I saw that you played in some of the Jazz Links programs and you got to study. And all of the things in Chicago, it seems, and you, I want you to speak to this since you were on the scene a lot in Chicago growing up and learning. It just seems like Chicago has so many resources for students outside of the public schools to learn jazz. I think it's more than a lot of cities actually do, and that's got to really help in your development.
I would definitely say so. I feel like me, definitely Marquise, even Nico, who heads the Juju Exchange, a whole bunch of other people are basically children of all these programs. a conglomerate of each program that gives different things, different qualities to make a whole musician by the time, we're all big and grown up. So, yeah, definitely the Jazz Institute definitely gave me my first opportunities to be a band leader and gave me the, the forums to, get my band together and perform at Millennium Park. This is not just, they don't treat you like little kids. They treat you like aspiring professionals, and that kind of mindset really primed me, And that was extremely helpful to this day, yeah.
Well, it's one of those things that, you can sit, you can practice in a practice room, you can take private lessons, but until you are playing in front of people and you're really, you know, you're put under the gun. There's so many things you cannot learn in a practice room, in a practice studio. And I think the Jazz Institute and Merit both give students that opportunity that a lot of other students wouldn't have to actually perform, play, and then also be mentored by all of these great teachers. And you were actually mentored by one of the greatest piano players in the entire world, I believe. You had a really good connection there with Willie Pickens for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I studied with him since I was 14. And, actually, it started through the Jazz Ambassadors Program. And I think I had just turned 14, right? Mm-hmm. And then from there, I was in the Ravinia Jazz Scholars Program in high school. And you know, they have a specific mentor on each instrument. And Mr. Pickens was, again, my mentor. And then I was awarded the Kiewit Wang Scholarship, which was huge, and that allowed me to maintain private lessons with Mr. Pickens throughout my high school career. So basically, the Jazz Institute basically is what really helped facilitate my relationship. What started my relationship with Mr. Pickens?
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about studying with somebody like Willie. I mean, so you were playing and stuff, and then you started studying. I mean, when you were coming up, I mean, you're still young, so I'm not saying that you're like some aged veteran here. But I mean, when you were coming up, was there a lot of emphasis on listening, or a lot of emphasis on learning tunes, or both, or playing in ensemble settings, or a combination of everything?
Well, I love the way Mr. Pickens taught, because he taught me at least by fire. So he would just kind of, he would take the time to show you the inner workings of a chord progression, or the inner workings of how chords work, or how a scale is, worked out. But then as soon as he taught it to you, it was like, okay, deliver. Where's it at? Where are you? Come on, hurry up. We don't have time. Like, And that kind of intensity has molded me. It has revolutionized the way I think of music and how I approach the music, is with that same intensity of, come on, we don't have time to mess around. Like, music is serious. This is life or death,
Mm-hmm.
So he would show me something, and then he would play it like two, maybe three times. And then he's like, okay, sit down, now you play it. And I'm supposed to memorize it as he's playing it and get it down, so that by the time it was time for me to sit down, I could get it. And with that method of learning, it challenges you. When you expect the best out of somebody, it makes somebody rise to the best. When you expect that they can do something, when you believe that they can do something, it encourages the student to, bring out that something that they didn't even see in themselves. And Mr. Pickens did that for me.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, to be able to study with a master like that and learn like that,
yeah.
It sounds like, what he was doing, too, is kind of giving you exactly what would happen if you're on a bandstand and you don't know a tune or you don't know something. You've got to be able to react, trust your ears, and understand what's happening. And it's interesting that you talked about that a little bit, because, I mean, that's something that I don't think a lot of teachers probably do, is, like, show somebody a couple of times and, all right, do it, because that's kind of real life right there, isn't it?
It was real life, and I was like 15. Like, oh my god, I'm 15, Mr. Pickens. Come on, there wasn't any time for that. Learn these scales. Learn your minor pentatonic scales. I know a whole bunch of musicians, if you're listening, will laugh really hard, because the minor pentatonic scales, everything. Like, if you don't know that, you are. So it's just certain things that he drilled. And the thing is, what I loved about Mr. Pickens, he would drill all these things and would have this intensity. But then when it's time for him to show you how it should be done, it's just a huge inspiration. It's like, oh, I want to go after that. I want to sound like that. Maybe I could sound like that,
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was all in one.
Well, that's
definitely.
Well, what an incredible experience. And then let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now, because you're attending the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. Are you on doing music at Michigan, or talk a little bit about how you ended up at the University of Michigan?
Well, I ended up at the University of Michigan because I met a pianist, wonderful pianist named Benny Green. And are you familiar? You familiar with Benny Green?
Of course, yeah, Benny Green, yes.
Right, okay, yeah, Benny Green, yeah, he's awesome. Played with the Jazz Messengers, Eddie Carter, like everyone.
Yeah, Ray Brown for years and years.
Ray Brown for years and years, that too, exactly. Sure. And so we met at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago. I came to his show. I told him I played piano, that I studied with Mr. Pickens, and him and Mr. Pickens and Irma were really close. So then, you know, we started to, you know, ask the questions about the music, and then he told me he was teaching at the Jazz Camp at Centrum. Played with him out in Centrum for 2 years, two consecutive summers, actually. And then he was like, I'm teaching at the University of Michigan. You want to come study with me? I was like, I will study with you in Andes Mountains. Let's go. Like, I don't care. Let's go. <You know? laughs> So that's how I got to the University of Michigan, was following wherever Benny Green went. And you know what? And Benny was a great continuation of that, because he is the king of just fire, trial by fire. Like, mm-hmm. you know, okay, I'm going to show you these voicings that I play with the messengers, so pick them up, hurry up. And then I would try to, like, pick them up. And, you know, if I didn't get it, if something was wrong, he would be like, come on, this music is serious. Like, you know, another level of intensity that I still has been ingrained to me to this day. And Benny also taught me, just like Mr. Pickens have, fairly similar things, taught me how to learn, taught me how to really zero in and be maniacally precise on a record, like how to really transcribe and how to really play with maniacal precision and how to be excellent. Like, that's what I learned from the both of them. And I'm extremely grateful I had that experience, because I know what excellence looks like, because I studied with Mr. Pickens and Benny Green. I know what it looks like. So, yeah.
I didn't realize Benny was teaching at University of Michigan. I never put that together. That's incredible.
Yeah, he got there for about 4 years, and then he moved back to California to be with his mother, who's kind of getting a little older. So he wanted to take care.
Oh, okay. So he was there for a couple of years, and then you're finishing up there with are you in the jazz program there?
Yep, I'm in the jazz program, and I'm also getting a minor in performing arts management. That's what I'm working on right now, is finishing up all my minor requirements.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could talk about performing arts management and the business of music for the next 3 hours, but I won't go down that road, but it's very smart that you're doing
that. And I would love to. We should get some coffee sometime. Yeah, we should really talk about that.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that it's interesting that Michigan has that program, because I think that, and mm-hmm. you can attest to it, but I mean, I think it's something that so many musicians that when they're majoring in music, and it's interesting too, because when I talk to all of these other musicians, you know, whether I'm doing an interview with Daniela Perez or who I just did, Oren Evans, and things like that. They all talk about business. They talk about understanding it. They talk about how it's not taught in schools. So it's incredible
exactly.
that they're teaching you that at University of Michigan. And as we talked before you came on, obviously, University of Michigan is one of my favorite colleges ever. So there you have it. You're in good hands there. So let's talk a little bit about the concert. So on March 2nd, this coming Monday, 7 p.m. at City Winery, your trio is going to be performing. Are you guys are backing up Marquise Hill? Is that how that's working? You guys are playing together, right?
Well, so what's actually happening is I am playing an opening set for Marquise.
Okay.
Right. So I'm playing a short set, and then Marquise plays probably a longer set. And it's just going to be a fun night supporting a great cause, honestly.
Yeah, it really is. And when I saw that, you know, I was just like, wow, this is a great opportunity for people to get out and support. And what Charlie just talked about in the previous interview that I just did with him about the whole scholarship funds and what you mentioned as well. I mean, all of this goes to help students attend Merit and keep the Merit mission going. And they've been around for over 40 years. So, of course, the name of the show is Play On, featuring Marquise Hill and Alexis Lombre's trio. And it's going to be at City Winery March 2nd, 7 p.m., citywinery.com/Chicago, and that's at 1200 West Randolph Street. Now, let's talk briefly here, because we could probably, I'll have to have you back on when we can just talk specifically about you, because I'm sure you have tons of stuff coming up. But do you have anything coming up in Chicago outside of this that we should talk about a little bit or promote?
Anything outside of Chicago? Well, I mean, right now I am kind of slowing down on gigs so that I can graduate.
That's a good idea.
but my next appearance that I know of in Chicago will be at Andy's on June 12th and June 13th. So we got some time. I'll probably be I'd love to come back here and talk about that a little bit more.
Absolutely.
What
yeah.
I'm doing. But yeah, no, I'm actually kind of winding things down.
Oh, that,
so
no,
I
that.
Focus, yeah. That,
absolutely. Oh, hey, I totally get it. There'll be plenty of time to play gigs. Just get finished up with college. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, people can get more information, I'm assuming, and you keep everything up to date just looking over your website. It's alexislombre.com. And, Alexis, I really appreciate you being on the Chicago Jazz Audio Experience, and congratulations on all your success and your continued success. And I think we're all looking forward to hearing you perform Monday, March 2nd at City Winery.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. So everybody, you can hear more podcasts at ChicagoJazz.com, Chicago Jazz Magazine, and of course get all the information on Merritt School, MerrittMusic.org. And until next time, hopefully we will see you somewhere out on the scene. Yeah.